KSLS on KMOX. Dave Murray will join us at 3:30. Matt Polly will join us at 4 p.m. Redbird Rush Hour follows that. Boy, that made me sad that Olin is leaving town, because growing up where I did, everyone's dad either worked for Shell or Olin. Like, Olin was just a big deal, you know?
What's that?
It's a company. I don't know. Was it headquartered over on the east side? I don't even know. But they made, like...
It sounds like it may have been headquartered in Clayton.
Okay.
But, I mean, my grandfather worked...
Yeah, they had a manufacturing place over there.
At the Olin plant. Okay. It was a place where dads and grandpas worked, Kevin.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah.
Dads and grandpas
worked. They did dad and grandpa stuff.
Yeah, dads and grandpas did dad and grandpa things.
And it made them real cranky when they came home.
I was going to say, yeah, they didn't seem too happy with the dad and grandpa stuff.
So people who curse have another advantage.
Dude, did you see this? Do you know this story?
I don't.
So this is not brand new, but it's continuing to evolve. But the new research suggests that people who swear frequently live longer.
F yeah.
The reasons are interesting, right? Like, the words themselves aren't making you live longer, but the fact that you kind of, you don't hold back, you don't wear things, you don't, you know, you let it out, essentially. It's stress relief, right? So, because it can...
You're going to live to be 200.
Dude, I was just going to say, he's going to live to be
I might live forever. Now, they distinguish, though, so maybe this reduces me a little bit, because it's they're saying it's not about, like, if you're swearing at people all the time and it's always anger, that's not necessarily what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like if you hurt yourself, and the swearing can have pain relief properties, right? I mean, that's something that they've studied for a long time. Like, it actually does feel better to let out the bomb when you stub your toe. It's more about things like that, or being able to communicate effectively, which can lead to reduced stress, right? So there's a lot of levels to it, and a lot of layers to it, but I'm running with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to run with it.
Yeah. No other choice.
Yeah. And all those people that want to, like, don't ever swear. Well, enjoy dying before me.
Yikes.
I'm definitely.
Just kidding.
You guys know, like, I'm no stranger to swearing. I do it from time to time off the air. But I have a hard time with these studies where it's like, actually, it means you're way smarter than everyone else if you swear all the time. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to need to see the actual
It also means you're more
that.
Honest.
No, it doesn't.
It does, according to science.
According to, like, a handful of studies. It
wow,
doesn't
you're
mean
really
you're
being Wheeler right now.
Well, it doesn't mean... So, okay, so...
No, I was about to say
because,
the same thing.
Just because you swear, that makes you smarter?
It's not because you swear. It's a sign of your intelligence. It's not the cause of it.
Yeah, doy.
It's
I know it's not the cause of it. That's why I'm saying I think these studies are stupid. I don't see how the two things correlate.
Exactly. If it's not the cause of it, then it absolutely does not matter to you. It's no sign of intelligence at all whether you cuss or not.
Yeah, it's immaterial. It doesn't detract from your intelligence.
If it doesn't cause or detract from your intelligence, then there is actually no practical correlation between whether or not you swear.
I'm sure all the PhDs that study it should learn from you guys.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Then he falls back on the, well, I guess you're just smarter than the scientists then.
Well, I mean, you're directly contradicting their years of research. They're not just making it up.
Years of research. Yeah, I'm certain.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to display my intelligence.
What do scientists know?
I'm about to display my intelligence.
You need to go work for the FDA.
You're about to get a lot smarter.
I'm about to get a whole lot smarter on the air right about now.
Andrew, let me get RFK on the phone for you, see if he's got any more science to deny.
So why are you rage baiting me?
Burn!
I reached for my phone like I'm gonna call RFK Jr.
Now you've done it.
like when the parent threatens to call Superman when the kid won't eat his vegetables. He's like, I'm gonna call him. I'm calling him.
Picked up my phone like I have his number somewhere.
Yes, hello, President Trump. My son thinks cussing doesn't make him smart.
Rach, this isn't going to help your opinion of Wheeler right now.
Oh, no.
He also has fast food news.
He's trying to take my segment. I'm about to start cussing.
I did write on there, I apologize.
Smart.
Yeah, get smart, Rach. Show us your brilliance.
The thing I'm looking at shows that, like, well-educated people who had large vocabularies were better at coming up with curse words than less educated people. But that doesn't make the curse mean the curse words made them smart. It just means like they were better right. at using the curses.
Right. That's why it's a sign of intelligence, let not me, your cause of
let
intelligence.
Let me tell you
right.
something. Everyone I grew up with in South Roxana was uneducated. And those mofos could cuss. So that may just get rid of it. They need to go to SoRox and do another
yeah,
study.
Yeah, they need a control to the,
Dave,
to the
maybe
variable.
Maybe they just weren't book smart, okay?
Maybe so.
Maybe they're just real world smart.
It is street smart.
Yeah.
So what's the McDonald's story?
I did not mean to do this. I apologize, Rach. I didn't do this on purpose. It just was thrown at me on Twitter.
Thank you for apologizing.
But the McDonald's is
not
bringing
accepted.
McDonald's is bringing back the fried apple pie. And I think it's terrible because the new one's better.
What's the new one?
The one with the cinnamon on the outside. It's more of a baked crust as opposed to a fried crust. Plus,
ooh,
those
yum.
Things, those old school ones are the hottest things ever to be made in the human history.
Yeah, true.
That filling was the hottest. It was molten lava.
I miss the cherry pie.
I do, too.
They're bringing it back for the 250th yes. birthday of the United States.
It was
States.
All over my Twitter, and I just like, I'm sorry, I got to put it on the
somewhere.
Rundown. So I apologize for taking that, but I thought it was important.
Yep, I'm the only one who's ever allowed to share stories like this. I'm glad we all acknowledge that.
That's such a
you're in trouble.
She's going to curse me out during the break, boy.
That's such a funny thing for McDonald's to do.
I know.
Like, why like, did...
We
I don't
know what
know.
You want for your birthday. We right. know what you want.
You want the 1970s apple pie.
It's like a little hard for me to describe why I think that's so strange,
because
but
it's
I
a
do.
Bit presumptuous, isn't
it's
it?
It's a bit like, presumptuous.
We want to honor the country on its 250 years. What will the people want?
Yeah.
I know. What's, I know what to do.
What's more American than apple pie that comes in a little sleeve and it's deep fried?
Well, like and McDonald's being like, we gotta do something for the 250th
right.
birthday.
Come on, people.
You know, we not gotta.
Like, not like some kind of price deal, right?
You no, know,
hey,
no,
we're
no,
gonna
no,
flash
no.
back.
That'd no. be pretty good.
I know. How about
they want a pie thing? That's a little different than the current pie.
Yeah, I mean, but the current one is better than the old school one. The old school one wasn't good. It's just old school.
Right.
I like the strawberries and cream one they
is it
have.
Good?
It's pretty good.
Never had that one.
It's okay.
You're not a real patriot, are you, Rach?
No, Rach. Do you love your country or what?
That's, you know what? That's what you guys were saying in
I
the
mean,
last
come
hour.
On. You don't even choose apple pie? What's wrong with you, communist?
The old apple pie.
Did you even like those apple pies, Dave? Because I never thought they were good, even when I was a kid.
I'm more of a cherry guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian M. says, Rachel is going to berate Wheeler over the break
yeah.
about trying to break a fast
I'm ready for it. I'll just take the beating. It's okay.
Berate is such a strong word.
How about that photo I sent us all yesterday
yeah.
from TikTok?
Oh, that was really funny.
Two little babies, little girl baby, and a big, chunky, red-haired baby. And I said, this is Rage going up on Wheeler for being too loud on the brakes.
It's so good.
And he's like, what?
Like, what did I even do? And she's like pointing at him in an angry face.
Yeah, he did have that. That was Big John, is that his name? That was Big John.
Yeah, is that his name? The baby that looks yeah. like he's 45 years old?
Yes, yes.
He definitely looks
I
it in that picture.
I love him.
He looks like he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders in that picture.
So J.D. Vance
baby
is actually
John.
Regretting something.
What?
Yeah, J.D. Vance has come out, and I guess he wrote this in his book or something. He has a new book coming out, because everybody does. And he said that his childless cat lady's comment was one of the dumbest things I ever said.
I respect that. I'll give credit where credit's due.
Did he actually say, I'm sorry for saying it?
He said he regrets it.
Okay, that's close.
Yeah, he says, yeah. One of the dumbest things I ever said came when I argued that childless cat ladies across the Democrat Party were running our country into the ground. The comment caused two firestorms. The first one I made it, the second years later during the 2024 political campaign. He said it was a boneheaded comment, intentionally and successfully provocative rather than illuminating. So, I mean,
So he said it to piss people off.
Yeah.
And now he's sad that he did that.
I think he regrets, you know, I mean, I would liken it to
give him room to evolve, Kevin.
Hey.
Maybe, I mean, don't you, when you're in a fight or something,
of
it's
course.
Like, I'm going to say this smart ass comment, and it's really going to get to him. And then later you're thinking about it, you're like, man, I wish I wouldn't have let that version of myself slip out like that.
Yeah. But say, like, we don't do that, like, on the radio in front of other people.
Do what?
Sometimes we. You've never said anything on the air. Regret.
I do that all the time, but.
I mean, there's.
You say a lot of things I regret.
Dude, I've said so many things on the air, like particularly when talking about politics, especially back when we were on the old radio station. I wish I could edit that now, and I mean, there's just so many things I just have to chalk it up to. Like, I hope everybody knows I didn't mean any harm, but I've said so many things that have done harm. So, I appreciate him kind of zeroing in on this huge statement he made that did cause such a firestorm during the election. I appreciate that he's able to say, like, yeah, that was stupid.
I do too.
It's refreshing because usually people don't say that. They just go like, yeah, they are ruining the country forever and ever.
Okay, ruling them.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, because am I terrible for being skeptical because a politician is saying it when he's going to run for president in 2 years?
No.
Because if it was a normal person, I'd probably be like, yeah, good for you. But with anybody in politics, I'm always like, yeah, you're selling a book because you're trying to paint a different picture of yourself going into 2028.
I think that's totally valid. The reason why I'm pleased with the fact that he apologized is because we've just entered this trend where it's like never back down, never surrender, never admit fault.
Yeah.
So even if he doesn't truly mean it, the fact that he's at least going through the motions and showing the decorum of like, hey, if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. That is valuable to me.
Yeah.
Fair.
She did that without cussing.
Well, she cussed in her head.
She ain't that bright. Rach made an impression on me yesterday. She sent us a picture of her drinking Gatorade in a can. Like we grew up with. And I had, there's a synapse in my brain for canned Gatorade. And it hadn't lit up in 40 years. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, I can taste that.
Oh,
and it tastes
so
different than like Gatorade out of anything else.
I think it tastes amazing. I just like drinking it out of the can. It's so cold.
Yeah.
It's so crisp.
I went on Amazon and bought it.
And I think they only come in the classic flavors. So like fruit punch, lemon lime, orange. Those are the flavors I prefer with Gatorade.
Yeah.
They're like Cool Blast, whatever. They're fine. But this is the
good
stuff
Andrew stuff.
And that is me stuff.
And then Dave and I dropped the old man. Remember the glass bottles of Gatorade?
Yeah. I want to try one of those so bad.
Those were the jam.
That looked amazing.
Of course, you know what? Nothing was better than a Mountain Dew in a cold bottle.
The best ever were the tall boys, right?
Yeah.
The tall glass bottles of Coke.
Yeah.
And at the barber shop, they had a machine, and you'd put in a quarter or whatever, and when you pulled it out, it'd make a big ka-chunk sound.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
We do forget about
how much broken glass was laying around back in the day, too.
Just don't wear sandals. It'll be fine.
Welcome back, DGSM KMOX. Dave Murray is up next. We'll talk some Cardinals baseball with Matt Pauly in the 4 p.m. hour. What's the deal with nursing home partying?
Okay. I should have grabbed the sound. I just kind of forgot. And I'm reluctant to play it live because I'm worried that this lady is going to cuss. There is a
smart. Yeah, say she's a genius.
She is so smart. She is 96 years old. Her name is Lillian Dronayek, and she lives in a nursing home in Connecticut. And she has become like a viral star. She has nearly 4 million followers on Instagram alone.
Wow.
And her bio says, I'm a celebrity and a 96-year-old grandma. I can be your grandma, too. So she just posts, like, cute videos, and she has a bit of a persona that she leans into. And recently she posted a clip where she shared a letter that she got from her nursing home telling her that she was going to get kicked out if she doesn't stop the parties. So the letter from the nursing home says, parties are not allowed and you cannot serve alcohol to other residents. Letter serves as a formal warning. So she reads the letter on the clip and then she rips it up and then she says, look, I'm 96 years old. I can do whatever I want. I pay $12,000 to live here and I can party if I want to.
Hell yeah.
My girlfriends are coming over tonight. We're going to drink. We're going to gossip. It's not technically a party, but we're going to get rowdy. I love to party and you can't stop me.
Why would you want people to stop partying?
Yeah. Right. Especially at that age.
The whole point should be to have as much fun as you can.
What do you think they gossip about? Like Gladys's arm fell off? I mean, what?
One of my favorite storylines in The Sopranos is when Pauly moves his mom into the nursing home and her just kind of navigating the politics of all those ladies there.
Yeah, they won't sit with her.
Right.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on at those places. Yeah. But $12,000. Oh, my goodness. This got me to thinking, like, I guess maybe it's not legal, but why don't people just take in elderly people into their home? I mean, $12,000 is a lot more than I make here in a month. So, like, why wouldn't I just take in an elderly person, provide them with round-the-clock care?
Wait,
I mean,
it was $12,000 a month?
Yeah. I mean, doesn't that sound about right, Dave, for a lot of these places?
I mean, yeah, it makes a lot of sense, yeah.
I mean, that just seems like, it's like, why don't people do that more? I mean, I guess there's probably liabilities, and you obviously have, like, the medical component at places like this, but
it
seems like an idea.
Well, I want to say something, but it's going to open an old wound.
Uh-oh.
Like, for who?
People who ride bicycles on the road.
Uh-oh.
Oh, go ahead.
I just can't take it. Just stop it. Ride in a bike lane. Go to the park. Okay, here's the thing. I never see bicyclists, and maybe it's just me, I never see bicyclists who actually obey the rules of the road. Like, they're at a red light and they can go, they go. But if you, like, cut them off or if you try to pass them, they get all pissy. It's like, I'm just sick of it.
Well, that is the frustrating part, is when the cyclists want to have it both ways. It's like, if you're obeying the same rules as me, then sure, get mad at me when I step out of line. But yeah, if you're not stopping at the stop sign, you have no moral high ground here.
Plus, you're so slow.
Well, that's my question about it is, are people allowed to just run in the street? And I mean the street where cars go. I'm not talking about your neighborhood street, which would be fine for your bikes, by the way. Go find a subdivision and ride around a subdivision. That's cool. We'll all be all right with that. You know, there are plenty of parks. There are plenty of designated spots. Being out in the middle of the busy traffic, to me, doesn't seem like a very great idea when you're going half the speed of most cars. And if you're running, obviously, you're even slower than that. But, like, I don't know. If I rode that way, I don't think I'd want to ride on the main streets. I would find a different way to do it because I don't trust people. I don't want to get smoked.
Oh, last night, too. Kind of apples and oranges. But when I was leaving, you know, I'm at the very first crosswalk stoplight on Olive, leaving last night to go home. And green light, and people are going in both directions, and these three dudes come walking across the walkway, screaming and flipping everyone off. And they're like, "Hey, mofo, do you know what a crosswalk is?" And I would have paid $1,000 to have been able to, like, pull over and go, like, "You are so stupid." Like, a crosswalk does not defeat a stoplight.
No, you have to stop on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Before and wait till
it
turns.
So, yeah. I'm good. I'll tell you guys about Horizon.
Weather forecast is sponsored by Sandberg Phoenix Law Firm.
Back, guys. DGS. Dave Murray joins us, courtesy of the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Man, did you hit my trigger with the guys on bikes. And I say guys on bikes because it almost is 99% guys doing it.
Yeah.
Really messing things up.
But you know you got to love the sweet uniforms they're wearing.
Yeah, they do look. No, they do look sexy. Nothing like a 58-year-old guy looking like a 10-pound sausage and a 5-pound skin.
Should I be wearing a wrestling singlet when I'm working out so I can be like the pros?
No, don't want to see that.
No, you don't. Glow in the dark.
Is that a big thing out in Laguna, Dave?
Yeah, what? Well, it's electric bikes are now being added
because they're even
worse. But it turns out that, and I think it's California, just not Laguna, is that a person on a bike can roll through a stop sign if there's nobody coming through, if there's no car. That's what makes it a little bit weird.
Yeah.
If you're in a crosswalk and you're coming over, these people go blowing through it. They don't care.
Yeah.
They just don't care
yeah.
about it. Now, crosswalks, another thing, is that you can enter a crosswalk at any time and people have to stop. And you have to wait until they get all the way across.
Mm.
And that's and most of the people that I observe are walking like this. They're on the sidewalk, their yeah. heads in their phone,
yeah.
and they just step right into the crosswalk and go. And that's why in Laguna, we lose about 6 or 7 people a year
yeah.
on crosswalks.
Oh, man.
I was going to say, think of the people who've lost their lives, people who have had their cars totaled. And look, I'm in a glass house. I'm not above looking at my phone when I'm driving, but I have never put the phone up on my steering wheel like I see a lot of people doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's nuts. Dave, I see that your governor's wife is being investigated by the feds.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the Newsom is very upset.
Yeah, it's interesting. It seems like they're just poking around trying to find something yeah. rather than like they're aware.
Oh, they'll
of
be
a crime
they'll be able to find stuff. I guarantee that.
Mm. Are they kind of dirty?
I think that's
Dave?
The problem. There's a lot of problems. There's just a lot of problems.
I'm Googling it now. Newsom crime family.
I mean, I think you could pretty much launch this kind of investigation into any significant level politician and find
stuff. I think
stuff.
You're right. Sure. I think you're right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. if you were to dig into pretty much anybody of significance, I'm not talking about your local mayor, but maybe, but yeah. I'm talking about the high level, I'm sure you'd find something on almost everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Dave, as you well know, tomorrow is dividing everyone on it.
Yep.
Going to be the worst storms of all time. Oh, and man.
Didn't we hear this like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
They were horrible. Now, okay, two things coming up with the weather. It's nice this evening. It's nice overnight. It's nice tomorrow morning. Most of tomorrow is nice, other than that it's going to be warm. It's going to be humid, 93 degrees. But it's going to be very, very windy, not associated with thunderstorms. This is a strong south to southwest flow. Wind gusts could be 40, maybe even 50 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon. But don't go looking for thunderstorms because they won't be there. This is just a wind. So some tree limbs could come down. Some power lines could come down. Really tricky driving on the highways, blowing trash cans, that kind of stuff. The cool front comes in tomorrow night. That's where the showers and thunderstorms are. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are prime time, 6 p.m. to midnight. It's not going to be raining that whole time. That's the time that the best chance for showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could be strong to severe. The major severe weather outbreak is going to be primarily along and north of a line from, let's say, Hannibal, Quincy, over to Springfield, Illinois. So you get up northeast Missouri, west central Illinois. Major tornado outbreak possible there tomorrow, late tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. Could we see very heavy rain? Yes. Could we see lightning? Intense lightning? Yes. Could we see strong damaging winds? Absolutely. We're going to have winds of 40 to 50 before this front even comes in. Be easy to get some damaging winds out of it. Is it for everybody? I don't think so. But tomorrow evening is an evening to kind of pay attention to the weather.
Okay. Excellent. Dave, when it's 93 degrees and a southwest wind blowing at 40, does that cool you off or is it like a furnace?
You know, 93 isn't super, super hot. You know, if we were 100 degrees, I would say it's just blowing the furnace around. But it will cool you a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. You should watch the Cardinals game on television tomorrow and look for me and Rach in the sixth row behind home plate.
I will do that.
Excellent.
Ooh, right.
I'll give you a sign.
In the expensive seats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa, Rachel, I want a sign. Say, hi, Dave.
I'll hold it up the whole time.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll be able to pick me out because I'm wearing a halter top.
Wait, a collared halter top.
Is that the same as a tube top?
Oh, no.
No?
They're quite different.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Why he wants me to bring sunscreen.
That's right.
I'm going to be showing some skin.
I'm going to be out there.
Dave going to rock the half shirt?
I'm out there, Jerry. Yeah, but I'm rocking the lower half. Free the nipple. Just one, though.
Hey, tarps off.
Tarps off. Yeah, why not? Oh, by the way, speaking of the tarp, take the friggin' tarp down on the Kennedy Center. Are you just a baby? You know, because they took Donald Trump's name off, then they covered it with a tarp, and now his name's gone, and they're keeping the tarp up. tarp's still up there, as far as I know. Hmm. And people are going to visit and look at the Kennedy Center. They got a big tarp up. Why? Why?
So are they going to try to appeal and get his name back on there? Or?
Oh, they're being way essier than that. They are the internal people that, you know, Trump appointed. They're saying, like, we're going to give back all of our donations because people were donating because of Donald Trump, and it's going to bankrupt the Kennedy Center, and they're never, you know, they're just being real crappy about it.
Now, so. Is the name actually down, or is the tarp covering it up?
No.
Just in case the appeal goes through?
We only know that it's down because an official of the Kennedy Center signed an affidavit saying it's down. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Anywho, Headlines Rage.
Yes, I want to start with a local story. Congratulations to Chef Lauren Knowledge of Balkan Treat Box. She just earned the James Beard Award for Best Chef in the Midwest.
Excellent.
Super exciting. I was fortunate enough to interview Lauren last year because she was also nominated last year for a James Beard Award. Incredible person, sweet as can be.
I heard she's really sweet.
She is so, I mean, I just loved being around her. I loved talking to her. Her story with her husband is just incredible, and they've built this thing together, and it's very, very cool to see this happen for them.
That's great.
People need to realize how hard that is to get.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, yes.
For sure.
Yeah, so congratulations to her.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. The World Cup could cost U.S. employers quite a bit of money this summer. If every employed American who enjoys soccer took a single day off to watch a match, the cost to U.S. employers could reach $30 billion in lost productivity.
Damn.
They always do stories like this around March Madness, too.
Right. Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm trying to get my head around, though, because when they do those things, I've never had anybody answer me this. Nobody gets extra vacation days, right? So you're going to take them at some point during the calendar year.
I was about to say that.
So what's the net difference if you're taking vacation days then versus in November?
Most of us, let's be honest, you won't miss us for a day. Right?
I mean, yeah, probably.
Very few of us are doing something that at the end of the day they're like, thank God you were here.
So one of the things they're citing, or one of the things they're factoring in are things like, oh, I took a long lunch to finish the match, but that becomes a long afternoon, and then, you know, you lose network traffic.
Oh, yeah.
So it's less like, oh, this one individual didn't show up, and it's more like all of these
people
are not doing their jobs.
Work. Yeah.
And some restaurant owners in U.S. cities hosting the FIFA World Cup are adding mandatory tips to bills for foreign World Cup visitors because they
don't tip.
Tipping's not a thing in their country. So in order to make sure that their servers and bartenders are getting paid, they're adding on mandatory tips.
I'm hearing they love Buc-ee's.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going nuts for it. Absolutely nuts.
I mean, I understand that. I want to go there very badly. Seems really fun.
Well, it's funny. I think it was Andrew. Were you in the room, or Dave? Were you guys in here when I was playing the French guy talking about Buc-ee's?
No, not me.
Yeah, and he was like, I wanted to hate it. I wanted to be the snobby Frenchman judging Americans. He goes, but I love it, and I wish I could live there. And he's like, it's the greatest thing ever. He's like, the bathrooms are cleaner than my bathroom at home. He's going through all the great things about it. And then there was a joke online, like in one place where there is a Buc-ee's near where they're playing a match, like the match is going to be empty because they're all just going to stay at Buc-ee's for the day.
Wow. So how much better is Buc-ee's than Wally's?
Not better. They're the same.
They are?
Really?
I would put them at the same level.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. So I should just be grateful that I have a Wally's within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Very nice. Mitch McConnell is in the hospital. Did you guys see this?
I think it'd be more of a headline if he wasn't.
I was thinking the same thing.
Wow.
So they're not disclosing why he's in the hospital. He was admitted, I believe, yesterday morning. His staff is saying he is fully involved with everything going on in the Senate. But this is something to keep an eye on.
We got to stop this stuff.
Yeah, we do.
We got to stop this
we
stuff.
We do.
I mean, who's the guy that hasn't voted in months?
Keene
in New Jersey. The guy hasn't attended a vote in 3 months. They won't tell anybody what's going on. It's just a personal.
Right.
It's like a private medical issue. You're in Senate.
Yes.
You're in Congress. It ain't private. You represent all those people that voted for you and the people that didn't vote
for
you.
Well, it also goes to show you, kind of like we're laughing about people missing work for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Like, how much do we need you at all if you can just be gone for 6 months? Yeah.
And you don't vote on anything.
Well, and, you know, everyone was so upset with Jill Biden when we started to really, really see the signs with President Biden there towards the end. What's going on with Mitch McConnell's family? Why are they there are so many videos of this man really struggling while he is at work to complete a sentence, to walk. It's very sad, and I think he should focus on his health.
And there's always selective outrage, right? When it's Dianne Feinstein, the Democrats are defending her. She's fine. She's still doing everything. And the Republicans are killing her. And now when it's McConnell, it's just a flip.
Yeah.
You know, or it's Kane, and it's just a flip. Like, okay, it's just not okay. If you can't do the job, you need to leave office.
Let's do one more quick story. Yum Brands is dumping one of its big three chains.
Oh.
Pizza Hut is being sold to Long Range Capital for $2.7 billion. So I don't know how many KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut combos there are left in this world, but...
Man.
They're about to go away.
I hope they don't ruin it.
Man, heaven. That's heaven.
I haven't seen one of those in a very long time, but those were something else.
They really were, man. I'm glad we got to live in the times that we lived, you know?
Mm-hmm. Personal pan pizza and two breadsticks, and then you can get a soft taco.
And a couple tacos, yeah. Let's go.
Oh, man.
You know, you can get chicken fingers, a couple tacos, and a pizza. Let's go.
That's Andrew's version of going to a Las Vegas brothel.
That's a, that's a party right there.
I think that's taking place right now, in fact.
Yeah, by the looks of them.
I'm feeling like I'm getting lightheaded just thinking about it.
Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
We have controversy on the stream.
Uh-oh.
Sharon McDonald has joined the conversation. I already like Sharon. She says Wally's is not the same as Bucky's. You take that back. Wally's is Bucky's ugly sister. Blasphemy. Oh. I had heard it's like twice the size as Wally's, but I've never been to one.
No. Not in my experience. They're basically the same. I mean, they have different things. Like Bucky's has, what are they? I forget what they're called. They're little popcorn, a little corn, puffed corn treats. Like
popcorn.
Nuggets. No, they're called nuggets, but they're Bucky's nuggets or something. Those are actually pretty excellent. They don't have those
they're
at Wally's.
You're losing credibility right now.
I'm just telling you, they do, and they were good. They have those, but otherwise, it's a big ass place with lots of good drinks, some snacks and food, and clean bathrooms.
They take corn, but rather than.
I will say
Bucky's
has a bigger store of like clothes
they
and
stuff.
They take
milk
like that.
And they freeze it, they put it in a cup. I think I'm going to go with Sharon on this one.
Go for it.
What Bucky's have you been to?
I forget. It was on
I see.
It was, where were we? We were visiting. It was maybe on our drive to Alabama once.
Uh-oh. Jacob says Wally's is better than Bucky's.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Now I need that to be true.
There too.
I need it to be true, too, because we don't have a Bucky's around these parts.
I can't go to a Bucky's, so I need it to be true that Wally's is better.
Yeah, it's not. Wally's is not better, but they're about the same.
Wally's is pretty good.
It is. It's great. They're
it's
both
very
great.
Good.
Do they have that popped corn?
I don't. It's the damnedest thing. They take the little pieces. They explode them somehow.
Put them in a bag.
And it tastes even better.
Yeah, that's not what the Bucky's one is though. That's more of like.
Is it like a corn nut?
Yeah, like a. Is it more like a pork rind? Like a puff?
It's more like the Cheeto, the puffy Cheeto. But it's like all. You know, some of them are like savory. Some of them are like sweet.
I do know what you're. I don't know what like the technical term for them is, but I know
if you've
what
you're
ever
talking
seen
about. Like those Chester's puffs in the store or whatever. It's like those. That's the texture of it, but then they have different flavors and coatings.
My
and
grandpa
such.
Died from a corn nut.
What?
Oh, that's terrible.
I completely made that.
What? I was gonna like, aren't they too small?